nothing is going to change. Your health care will stay exactly the same. You'll be fine.
That's not how it works. If this really does impact healthcare providers in the way we think it might, because now we're going to have hospitals and clinics and doctor's offices who, instead of having people who have Medicaid, which pays badly, they're going to have people who are uninsured, which pays not at all. So many of them, we know that many hospitals are hanging on by a thread, and they may go out of business if that hospital goes out of business, and the deserving poor who have Medicaid aren't going to be able to get care either. So this is a problem for the entire health infrastructure country.
All right, so that brings us back to the pin I put in our conversation. If doctors' offices and hospitals and clinics have giant Medicaid-sized holes in their budgets, you say many will close. And it makes me think of the hospital in my hometown, population around 1,000, quite poor, and it only has this one hospital for many miles around. People have fought heroically to keep that hospital open. It's almost closed many times. What happens to hospitals like these?
It's going to be hospitals like these that are not going to be able to afford to keep their doors open, or in some cases, even if they can keep their doors open, they're going to have to close, you know, things like their obstetrics unit or their emergency room or their burn units, things that are expensive. People are going to have to travel further to get care. I mean, it's a huge problem for, you know, people who have cancer and need to go for frequent treatment. And suddenly, instead of being able to drive a half an hour, we'll have to drive 3.5 hours. It's a big issue, and it's already a problem. And this is not going to make it better.
And if up to half of U.S. births involve Medicaid, what does this big bill budget mean for labor and delivery in the United States?
Again, hospitals may stop delivering babies. We've already seen that in lots of parts of the country where pregnant women, you know, there are these huge maternity deserts where pregnant women have to travel hours and hours to get care. The abortion bans have created another issue, because now we're seeing obstetrician gynecologists who are leaving states with abortion bans because they're afraid of getting prosecuted for taking care of women with pregnancy complications. So now you have a combination of hospitals not getting paid and doctors who are afraid of being thrown in jail. And it's a real serious issue.
Another serious issue is some people might be blindsided by cuts to Medicare as early as next year. Tell me about that.
Yes. As much as President Trump said, oh, we're not touching Medicare. Well, the fact is the tax cuts in this bill are so large that the spending cuts don't offset them, which means that it adds to the federal deficit. Well, there's a law that says if the deficit goes up, then there are automatic cuts to a number of programs, and Medicare is one of those programs. So this could well trigger automatic cuts to Medicare. They would start next year. It's the year following the year in which Congress does it, unless Congress were to do something later in this year to say, we're not going to sequester Medicare. You know, we're going to cancel these cuts, but they would have to get the votes to cancel those cuts, which they would not get from just Republicans. They would need Democrats. And it's hard to know, you know, I'm not counting on that happening.
What does that mean for Americans over 65?
Well, their providers would then have their payments cut. It's providers, not beneficiaries. But again, it's a trickle down. If providers get cut and can't stay in business, then the beneficiaries have nobody to get care from.
I read a piece on the Medicare situation in the American Prospect, and it concluded that healthcare was in trouble even before this bill, and Medicare cuts will put the system on, quote, the fast track to oblivion. Hot take? What do you think about it?
It may be a little bit hyperbolic, but it's definitely going in the right direction. I mean, I've been covering healthcare for 40 years. There are a lot of problems still with the healthcare system. Everybody's frustrated with the healthcare system. It is not working very well. This clearly is not a way to make it better.
Thank you, Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for KFF Health News. And thank you for listening to this Petri Dish update. I'm Bonnie Petri. Talk to you soon.
Support for Petri Dish is made possible by UT Health San Antonio, committed to transforming the health of the community through a team that tackles problems from every angle, doing everything it takes to bring each patient the best possible outcomes, from teaching tomorrow's healthcare leaders to translating research into new treatments. UT Health San Antonio strives to make lives better. Learn more at everythingittakes.org.
Support for TPR comes from the University of Texas at San Antonio's Brain Health Consortium, a pioneering research hub advancing neuroscience, neuroengineering, precision medicine, and more. Learn more at utsa.edu/bhc.